أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وآتوا النساء صدقاتهن نحلة فإن طبن لكم عن شيء منه نفسا فكلوه هنيئا مريئا. ولا تؤتوا السفهاء أموالكم التي جعل الله لكم قياما وارزقوهم فيها واكسوهم وقولوا لهم قولا معروفا. وابتلوا اليتامى حتى إذا بلغوا النكاح فإن آنستم منهم رشدا فادفعوا إليهم أموالهم ولا تأكلوها إسرافا وبدارا أن يكبروا ومن كان غنيا فليستعفف ومن كان فقيرا فليأكل بالمعروف فإذا دفعتم إليهم أموالهم فأشهدوا عليهم وكفى بالله حسيبا.
Give over to women the mahars happily, and if they remit part thereof, then they remit part thereof happily and with pleasure, then eat it and enjoy it. The surah discusses the rights of the weaker, women and orphans. At the time of marriage, then ensure that their rights are made over to them completely. The pagans would exploit women, not give them their entire rights, and especially that girl that did not have any social standing or that was under their care, they would take advantage over her, bringing them into their marriage and not giving them their dues, or eating up their entire estate and keeping them in their marriage, robbing them and cheating them of their rights. So whatever is due to women, then give them happily. And if they remit some part of their share, happily they remit some part of it, whatever was due to them, and they remit some part thereof, then it is permissible for you. You may eat that and enjoy that. The hadith has warned us about this. Allah, la tazlimu. Be careful. Don't ever be unjust. La yahillu ma'lum ri'im mu'minin illa bi tibi nafsim minhu. That a Muslim's wealth is only permissible with his own free will, with his own, the pleasure of his heart. He has made over something to you, then only will it be permissible. The ulama explain, on account of circumstances, many a times women don't ask for their rights. The properties that are in the estate are in control of men, and they are weak, and they are afraid of asking for their rights. For they feel that if they are going to ask for their rights, then perhaps it will sever the relationship with their brothers and with their elders. And the elders, having control over the property, then exploit their wealth, exploit their shares. So this exploitation is not permissible because of circumstance. If a woman has remitted some part of her right, then it isn't even permissible for you to eat thereof. Because she didn't do it because she wanted to do it. She did it only because of circumstances, fearing the repercussions, fearing the repercussions that appear in the severance of relationship between her and yourself. Al-Mu'at Thanwi Sahib Rahmatullahi explains this, that if you want to know whether they are happy in forgiving some of their rights, remitting some of their rights, then the right procedure is whatever is due to them, make it over to them entirely. And thereafter, if they wish to give some part thereof to you, that they may return something to you. But you got the control of their property, and then you say, if you made maaf, And she says, because she's in the corner, she says that she's made maaf. But this maaf is no maaf. وَلَا تُؤْتُ السُّفَهَاءَ أَمْوَالَكُمُ الَّتِي جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Then the rights of children to those that are not sound in their understanding, don't make over your properties which Allah Ta'ala has made a means of your support, but go on feeding them, clothing them therefrom, and say to them words of kindness and love. You have got the wealth of children under your control. Their fathers, their elders have died and moved on, so their properties have come under your control. Now, obviously, this property of theirs has to be transferred to them, has to be shifted to them at some point. But they are young, they are small, and perhaps they may not know how to manage their properties. So you are allowed as guardians to take care of their property. But to what extent will you take care? Till they have got reasoning and they have got understanding. So don't just make away the properties of these people that have no understanding. Don't just give them the control, because this is a means of your support and your livelihood. Therefore the hadith says that in the past, kanal mal fima madha yukrahu. It was something that was detestable. People spoke out against wealth because it was this thing that led them to temptation and to haram. Therefore in the past, then the ulama-i kiram had spoke out against wealth and against the heaping and hoarding of wealth. But amma al-yawm fahuwa tursul mu'min. But today it is the shield of a mu'min. Because in ihtaja, when he is in need of this, if he is in need of wealth, then the first thing that he will do is he will prefer his worldly needs and comforts over his deen. Therefore the ulama say that you've got that wealth, and take good care of it. Because a little change in your life, you don't have a proper car, then you don't mind going to the banks and arranging some finance. For anything, for a little discomfort that you may go through, then you are prepared to sacrifice your dini principles, etc. Then rather than doing all this, compromising in your religion and getting into illegitimate trade and sale, rather the wealth that you have, take good care of it. If you're going to take good care of it, then you don't have to make this type of changes in your deen. Go to the banks, go for financing, and get into a whole host of things that may be illegitimate or even of a doubtful character. وَرَزُقُوهُمْ فِيهَا وَكْسُوهُمْ. So you cannot give that wealth to these children that are not of sound understanding. But it is their right, it is their property, so go on feeding and clothing them therefrom. And say to them words of kindness. This is yours. Soon we will transfer the property, the ownership to you. But to what point? وَابْتَلُوا الْيَتَامَ حَتَّى إِذَا بَلَغُوا النِّكَاءَ. Then you will teach these children and try these orphans until they reach of marriageable age. Then when you see some understanding in them, then release to them their property, but don't eat it more than what is required. Don't eat up more than what is required. An address made to the guardians of these orphans. And not consume and don't take away more than what is needed by you. And don't consume it in haste with fear that they may grow up and you will have to eventually part of their properties. And further, if the guardian is wealthy, he is well-to-do, then let him not claim any type of remuneration for his services. But if he's in need, then he may take something according to what is reasonable and just. But when you are releasing to them their properties, then appoint witnesses, for Allah Ta'ala is sufficient as one to take account. So you have this wealth of children, of orphans, of those that are not intelligent, they cannot manage their affairs, they don't know how to run their affairs in wealth, etc. So an address made to the guardians that you must go on teaching them and then testing them out with small sums of money. How do they conduct themselves? And when you have seen some understanding in them, according to Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, then this, the The furthest point that you can keep away their wealth is at the age of 25. Because the youngster is maturing at around 13, 14. Give him another 10, 11 years, then the childishness will get out of him. So he needs about 13 years for him to get mature. And then the childish attitude, irresponsible attitude, may take time for wearing out. So give him another 10, 11 years. But by the time he's 25, then you cannot withhold his wealth. Then release to him his wealth. Give him the right to conduct in his property as he wishes. فَتْفَعُوا إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ Release to them their properties. And don't eat up their wealth. An address directed to the guardians. You have got control. That doesn't mean that you've got control. You can use their wealth indiscriminately. Don't eat that up. And don't use it up hurriedly with the fear that they may grow up. When they grow up, then you have to transfer and shift the ownership to them. So you are taking advantage. And further, Allah Pak says that if you are wealthy, O guardian, then refrain from asking for any type of remuneration. But if the guardian is poor and needy, then he may take according to what is just and reasonable. فَإِذَا دَفَعْتُمْ إِلَيْهِمْ أَمْوَالَهُمْ But in any case, when you are releasing their properties to them, then appoint witnesses to avoid further, to avoid future disputes and misunderstandings. When you have to release to them their property, then appoint witnesses, etc., so that there is no disputes, misunderstandings. But remember, whatever you are doing, then if you are doing things very discreetly and very subtly to your advantage, making things work according to how you would like it, then Allah Ta'ala is sufficient to take account as well. So be very careful about this. One cent can then bring about your peril and destruction. For Allah Ta'ala is sufficient to take account. Overall, if it were your children that were orphaned, you have died and gone, and you have left behind property, then this will be the same concern that you will have, that those that are managing the property of my orphan children, let them treat them with kindness and fairness. So when you are managing people's property, then you also manage it with that level of kindness and that level of justness that you would like for your own children.